You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ram in Israel at Iran. Says the Ram like this. Perk base, aloha base. Viyach ye derech lavos vivirosoi. Now, what's the derech to avas in Niras Hashem? Vishashi is boiling on the mice of a brew of an ifloy. The person ponders and thinks about the actions and the creations of the miracles that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did. V'yiremem chochmos Hashem la'erech v'lokeitz. A person appreciates from creation the chochma that has no comparison, no limits. Miyadu oyev b'shabechum feru b'savetav agdol l'dashem agol. A person automatically has this love and the praise, and he has a desire to get to know Hashem more. Moshe Omer David, Tzoma Navshel Lekim Lekel Chai. The person says, my soul thirsts for you, Hashem. Ukeshemichashe Bidvorim Heilu Atzman. And the same idea, when you start reflecting upon creation, Miyatu Nirta Lachoyra V'Pochev D'Diyah Shuviyaktana Shfeila Afeilo V'Medet V'Azkal L'Meutad V'Tik Tomim Deyos. A person has also Yira Shomayim, because you realize how small and insignificant we are in comparison to Kodesh Bohu. And he says, Ulifid Vorim Helen Mevar Krolim Gdoili Maiser Ribonoi Lomim. So therefore, the Ram says, I'm going now to explain to you creation, Kiddishu Pesach Lemuel of Hashem, to give you an opening. The Ram says, Maiser Bracious is looking at science and physics for a person to have a Pesach to love Hashem, Moshomur Chachom Binyan Ava. So that by understanding the world, you are going to have an appreciation at Mishomer Ve'olam, the one who spoke and created the world, you're going to have an appreciation, and that's the beginning of Avas Hashem. So the Rambam says that the Erech of Avas Hashem is reflecting on creation, my inspirations. That's Shitas HaRambam Minyad HaChazoka. The Sifrei in Pashas Veschana in Piskacheh says a little different. V'yadvorim eile shanuchi b'tzav chayoyim alevavecha. The Pesuk says, v'avta t'Hashem Elokecha, and follows, v'ayu advorim eile, and these words should be in your heart. Lama nemar, asks the Sifrei, why Talmud Torah says right after Avat Hashem, it says you should love Hashem with your heart. In your day, I don't know how to reach Havas Hashem. Put these words, Torah, into your heart. You get to know Kodesh Baruch Hu, you learn Torah, you get to know how Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and you want to go and to connect to his ways. So with the Nechorah, this phrase has something different than the Rambam in Yisud HaTorah. The way to get to Avas Hashem is not through the Bria, but through Talmud Torah. So the one who asks this question really is the Mizrahi. The Rom in Perek Vov, Pasuk Vov, in Sefer Dvorim, says, V'yad Vorim Eile, Mo'ava V'yad Vorim, Shemitokah, Tavak, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tavrocha, Besefrei. Dimrokeh Nech Tipol Ava, Vadova, Shemayro, Vesegbo, because how can you love somebody that you don't know? And why Talmud Torah? Because by Talmud Torah, you end up Kodesh Baruch Hu. El Mivtok, Shad Vorim Eile, Shemitokh, 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 so he learns the Rom, that this is not Talmud Torah, but the mitzvahs. That you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu by appreciating his mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a raya, a proof that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Right? Otherwise, you would have not given mitzvahs. Mitzvahs means that you owe us something. Mitzvah Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I did something for you. Once you appreciate Kodesh Baruch Hu is a creator, you have the Avas Hashem to Misavah Yisoy. See, interesting, right? The Rambam is learning. How do you know? How do you get to V'hoyu Advarim Eile? So the Pshutoi Shel Dover, right? Pshutoi Shel Dover means that is a Talmud Torah. Once you learn Torah, you will realize who Hashem is, and that's how you love him, right? He says now, the way how you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by doing his mitzvahs. Once you do mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about what we do, and he tells you we owe him something, it means that we owe him something because he did something for us. So that in itself, the fact that we owe him something means that we have some Makor HaTov. So that brings the Avas Hashem. Okay, so that is Shitas HaRom. אבל הרמב״ם זה על כוס הברקשי מלכו סדה תוירה, אבל כן אני בנוער המיצה לאובה שבאת הלוקח היה עוד הרבה שבאת מיינסי ובורים הנפלוים הגדולים. So he quotes the Rambam. right? Moshe Rabbeinu for himself and Tavak Dior Lid Hashem Dior, Moshe Amar Dovid Tzova Nafshel Elokim. Ve'el Advorim B'Tosh Abayseinu. So says the Rome, the Rambam that says that Ahavas Hashem comes to the Bria, it's not consistent with Chazal are telling us that the way to be able to get Ahavas Hashem is through what is through Talmud Torah or through mitzvahs. But the Rambam is telling you that's not like that. You get through appreciation of the world. So the Rambam is inconsistent with Chazal. Chazal are saying the way to get Ahavas Hashem is through either Torah or mitzvahs, right? And the Rambam says, no, you get it through looking at the Bria, contemplating, meditating. That's how you get it. The Chora is inconsistent with Chazal. Now, what I don't know why he doesn't bring it, but the Rambam does not quote the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs. He meets us as a Gimel. The Rambam actually, Sefer HaMitzvahs, quotes the Sifrei. Mitzvah Gimel Shitzivanu Lo'ahavo Yisale. We have a mitzvah to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu. That we should go ahead and reflect upon his mitzvahs and his peulas. Meaning that we should reflect upon his creation and his mitzvahs. So the Rambam here quotes both. Until we get to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. So he's learning that the person has to reflect on mitzvahs, which is also a form of Talmud Torah, is or mitzvahs, whatever you say on the if you always Talmud Torah, or maybe reflection on the mitzvahs, that's what his mashba, and his peulas, meaning in his creation. Asher nasigeyo, until we have a ability to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, v'nisnage basogoso itachlis asayinu, and there we have a pleasure by understanding him. V'zoit hi ahava hamechuyeves, and that's ahava. Ahava is when we reflect upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Rambam says, what is the reflection on two things? Mitzvah, which is the mitzvahs, reflecting mitzvahs, we say mitzvahs or Torah, whatever it is, and the peulas and the creation. And he quotes, says, interestingly enough, says, and he quotes the Sifrei. I don't know what's the derech lahavas Hashem. When you reflect, you get a soga. So you have to reflect upon something. So the Rambam actually quotes the Sifrei. And he says, basically, you need both for Ahavas Hashem. You need the Bria, because you need a reflection. Ahava, love, is not just a feeling of the heart. That's what the Rambam says. It's not a feeling of the heart. It is a concept of appreciation, recognition, understanding, contemplating, right? It's a concept of the brain. So that is done. How do you do that? Either reflecting on the Bria or reflecting on Torah. Now, Chazal never talk about the Bria, but the Rambam says you need both. The question is, what does it mean that Ahavas Hashem, you need both? You need reflection on the Bria and on Torah, meaning how, why you need both? What does one add over the second? That's question number one. And the question number two is that, where does the Rambam get the Bria? Meaning, where do you see Torah? The Sifrei says Torah. Or which Torah or mitzvahs. You're going to see what if there is a difference between Torah and mitzvahs. And how do you get the Bria onto it? So first, what does the Bria and Torah mean? How are they actually working together? Meaning, what do they add? Why do you need both? And the question is, where the Rambam says, where does the Rambam see that the reflection of the Bria brings Ahavas Hashem? Those are the first two questions. Now the next, Talmud Loimar Zesod de Bavli. The Masech Taksuv is Dafnun. Omar Rabbi Lo, Beushe is Kino Mebaz Bele Baz Bese Bechoybish. It was a Nula Dosa Takona, that if you give Tzedaka, never give more than a Choybish, and a fifth. 20% is a maximum. Tarnam Yacha Mebaz Bele Baz Bese Bechoybish. It was a price that says the idea. Don't give, don't waste money more than a fifth. Shem it's Tarech Labrius, because you might end up, if you give all your money, you might need stock. So you have to always think about the future. It was a situation that somebody wanted to give out or to spend more than a fifth of his money on stock. And his friend didn't allow him. Umanu, who is his friend, Rabbi Sheva, either Rabbi Sheva was the friend of this person, or Rabbi Sheva was that person and the one who didn't let him do it is Rabbi Kiva. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? There is a concept of stock up to 20%. It doesn't say the Pasuk Takonosusha. The Pasuk never says that's also, but the Pasuk says there was somebody who gave 20%. Our Parsha. He says, well, whatever you give to us, to me, a good boy, Yaakov Avinu says, aser aser lach, I'll give a double ma'aser. Ah, Freddy, more than every surah basal, surah kav, 1 second. If it's two ma'asers, it's really not 20%, it's 19. Because you give a ma'aser, now it's 90, and then you give a second ma'aser, it's 9. So why are you allowed to give 20%? You should be allowed to give only 19% because you don't see anybody else. Forgive more than 19%. Omar Avashi, Aser Asrenu, the Loshen Asrenu, is telling you, I'll give the same miser. It's like telling you not to give a miser, I'll give the same miser, Asrenu, Loch, the Basra, Kikama. I'll give you the second miser, Yaakov Avinu says, like the first one. So here, the Gemara is saying that Usha, they said that there is a limit on Tzoka because the amount, the greater amount of Tzoka that we see in the Chumash, is by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gave 20%. He gave a ma'aser plus a second ma'aser. The second ma'aser is not that he gave a ma'aser on what's left. He gave the same first ma'aser again. He repeated the first ma'aser. And the obvious question is, if he gave 20%, why don't he say he gave 20%? It says here that he gave a ma'aser and a second ma'aser exactly like the first one, which is not a ma'aser anymore, it's more. So why doesn't he say he gives 20%? So says the Shita in Suvis of Namudal, my krove kosher titen li, ve'ad afke lechoy mej lo shel shnei ma'aseres. Why do you bring 20% of choy mej, which is a fifth, as two ma'aseres? Like it appears to me that it's a double ma'aser, not a choy mej. Ve'lo kos a choy basach, le'u ruye, says the Shita, the adifa la to tell you that lekatchila you should give not 20% at once, you should give twice, once and again. Milite b'basachos, kosh kos avaram mesechta oves, like the Rambam says in mesechta oves, Allah had itnan b'kol refia ma'inseh. The Rambam says on the Mishnah that says hakol refia rova ma'inseh. The tvei odiv liten elef zuz b'elef yomim, is better to give 1,000 zuz in 1,000 installments. It's better to give 1,000 times 1 zuz than 1 time 1,000 zuz, because a call the fear of a mindset person is judged by the number or by the multiplicity of his actions. Now the question is, and that always is obvious, so it comes out it's not two mindsets. He should be able to give one. Should give 20. With the mice, the Pasuk says Yaakov Avinu gave two mices, Aser Asrenu Loch. The Gemara learns that Aser Asrenu Loch means not that he gave two mices, because the second mice would have been only 9%. Means that he gave the same mice twice. If that's the case, why don't you give 20%? That's what the Pasuk says, that he gave 20%. Says the Shita, no, to tell you that's better to give in two installments than giving it all at once. So then, why it says two installments? It should have said 4 installments of a fifth or 10 installments of two. Why does it say 2 installments of 10? If there is a mitzvah to be multiple actions, should be as many actions as you can. And the Pasuk says, no, it's 2 actions of 10. That's question number one. Now, then he quotes because of Harav HaMeili Zal. He quotes from the Rav HaMeili. So says the Yerushalmi, the person should spend 20% in the mitzvah. First you give 20% of the principal, and then you give 20% of the income. So in other words, when you get the principal, you give 20%, and then when the principal becomes your principal, and anything that grows, you get 20%. Venire smach ladova. He says, this is mashma, says Rav Meir, shebechol shona v'shona yisol chayov nafish shnei meinseris, right? That's the remedy, is because you look at meinser dogen. Every year you had to give two meinseris, right? Shona rishon, the first year you gave, and rishon, and the first shona rishon and shnei, the first year and the second year of Shemitah, you give meinser rishon and meinser sheni. And shlish, the third year, you give what? Meinser rishon and meinser oni. Right, so you see that always you give two maestros. So the reason why you give two maestros is because technically every year you give two maestros. So it says the Rav Meili, Shemin ha-maestr ha-echad. So therefore you give two maestros. Don't give 20%, you give two maestros. The same way that you have maestr rishon and maestr sheni, maestr rishon, maestr rishon, and maestr oni. The first mindset, you could do whatever you want with that. So you could use it and spend on yourself and on your children. You don't have to give tzedakah, you have to do a mitzvah. You could do any mitzvah. You don't give out, you just use it for a mitzvah. Right? In other words, because you could do and buy sforim, and you could use it as long as you lend to other people also. Why? Because this is keneger ma'aser sheni. So the first ma'aser is keneger ma'aser sheni. But the second ma'aser, yeshlo lo tetzdok l'bnanim, you have to give away, give out to others. Kmo she'er noiser ma'aser rishon, like ma'aser rishon. Like kohanim v'lo levim, the machzik b'toras Hashem, the same way the ma'aser rishon you give out to somebody else. So therefore, ma'aser of the second ma'aser has to be for Torah. Or ma'aser oni, and noiser anim, ma'aser oni also give to anim. So there are two types of ma'aser. There's one ma'aser that's for yourself, and one ma'aser that's for others. And says the Rav Meili, that's why you have two maestros. There's no 20%. You have to give two maestros. Like in Tevua, when you have any grains, you have any produce, you give two maestros. One maestro is for your usage for Kodesh, and that's why you could do it. The first maestro, you could use whatever you need for Talmud Torah, to buy Sforim, whatever. The second maestro, you have to give it away. You have to give out. So therefore, the second mindset goes for tzedakah. Now, comes out that there is, like says Rav Meili in the second derot, that really there's no 20%. It's two mindsets, right? And that's why you give two mindsets. The question is, one second, so if it's not 20%, it's two mindsets, what's the idea? And the question is, why all the mindsets is double, two mindsets? But not only that, he says, interestingly enough, right, in the mindset that you give on the grains, first you give mindset rishon, which goes to the Kohen. The second mindset is mindset sheni, right, that you use for yourself. Says Rav Meili, in mindset ksofim is the opposite. The first mindset you use for yourself, you could use it by sforim. The second mindset you give to stalker. The question is, why are you inverting it? That's number one. And clearly, why do you need two mindsets, right? That's the question. So the question is, why indeed you need two maestros? One maestro is not enough. You need two maestros. And why the Rambam, why does the Shita change this when you go to maestro Ksofim? The first one you use for yourself, like maestro Sheni, and the second one you give it away to Anim, like maestro Rishon that you give away. It should be the opposite order. That's the Rav Meili. And the Beki Yosef, in the Shemun Teas, the Chidor writes, appeared Vorim Etarza Dukia, the Deutsche Mishita Mekubetzes, says, Beki Yosef, according to how the Rav Meili learns, he is very clear, the idea of Chomish, the Chomish, the Chomish, the Chomish, the Chomish, the Chomish, by Lishna, why did he the Chomish into Lishna, the Shtei, Maizok, Siv Chomish, the Rav Meili, as a shopper. That's what the Rav Meili is explaining. The Kach Palginu, there is a difference. 20% is not the same as two Meisers. The Yesh Hefresh Be'anosan. There is a difference of how to use it. So in other words, there's no 20%. There's no such a thing. It's two maestros. The two maestros are very different. They are the same size. Both have to be 10% each. But one is a reflection, one is an extension of maestro rishon, and therefore you have to give it away. The other one is an extension of maestro sheni. Okay? והנה, מי אפשר לכסיב העשה, פירוש מיינסר, סובידה בינוניס, או קובידה דפוסל, because it gives a third garrus. Why two מיינסרס? Because it tells that one מיינסר is מידה בינוניס. ואין מצווה מן המובחר העשרן. There is a second מצווה, which is better, which is מצווה מובחר. והאו תרוויו חוימש, and together is a חוימש. Meaning there is a distinction between the first מיינסר and the second מיינסר. There's no, nothing to give 20%. The 20% the apostle tells you there are two stages. The first one, the first mindset is an obligation. The second one is mitzvah min hamufar. And the question is why? The choir of mindset issue and the mindset sheni are chiyuvim. So he's not learning like the Rav Amili. But why in mindset sofim is so different? That there are two mindsets. Only one is a choiva and the other one is what? The other one is a reshus. Only mitzvah min hamufar. Why? So to repeat the question that we had, I think is very important. This idea, Avas Hashem, the Rambam says, it's the way how to do this is reflecting about creation. And we know that the Sifrei says is reflecting, you had Vorimel, having Torah in your heart does that. Now, Torah in your heart could be Talmud Torah, that you get to know Kodesh Baruch Hu from Torah. The Rambam learns that you get to learn Kodesh Baruch Hu from the fact that you was behind your mitzvahs. But Torah is what brings you Avas Hashem. The question is where the Rambam says Bria. So, and we saw that in Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam quotes both. You need both to have as Hashem. The question, where does the Rambam see mitzvahs? The Sifrei only says Torah, number one. And the question is, what do you need both? What does one add that the other one doesn't have? That's question number one and number two. Then we saw Takonas Husha. Takonas Husha is that you cannot give more than 20% because in the Torah we see that there is this double mindset. And the double mindset, 20%, because Yaakov Avinu gave two mindsets, mindset and mindset. Now, the question the Shita says, why doesn't he say Yaakov Avinu give 20%? So what he goes, he says, because technically you should give both separately, because I call the fee Rova mindset. Then we ask the question, if that's because you need to do them separately to do more actions, you should have been 10 mindsets of two. Why two specifically of 10? But then he continues to say that there is a distinction, Rav Amili. The reason he says 20%, because 20% means two mindsets, mindset sheni and mindset rishon, or mindset ani, which means one mindset is for yourself, that you take for yourself in the regular day. The other one is that you give it out, that you give it away. And the question is, why does the Rav Amili change that by mindset sofim, the first mindset goes for your usage, which means buying, feeling, Talmud Torah, whatever it is, and the second mindset is to give it away. The Chora in Maaseh Rishon, Maaseh Sheni, it's the opposite Seder. And then we saw the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef says, yes, the reason why it says 20 is because there's no such a thing as Chomesh. The idea is there are two mindsets. One mindset is a Choiva, and the other mindset is a Rishus. Question is, what does that mean, these two mindsets? And why one's a Choiva, one is a Rishus? So to explain all of this, we're going to learn the Sfas Emes, like we've been doing all the time. And I think this is a very important Sfas Emes, and I think it's so critical. Says the Sfas Emes, this is in Shnas Tav Reish Mem Dalet. Says the Sfas Emes, the Pasuk Sula Mutzav Arta. The Pasuk says it was a letter, Mutzav Arta. Ledai Grosher Mutzav. Mutzav is put it in. Is that somebody is doing the act. Velo nitzav. Nitzav means there was a sulam standing. Mutzav is what put standing. Begam dichsiv arza. Arza means is in earth. Doesn't say ba'aretz. It says to the eretz. Chazal nostu klal. Kol mokum shetzorich lami bitchiloso yisiv lahei besoifa. That whenever there is a hey at the end of the word means that there was a lamed. So means this is mutzav, the sulam was towards the earth, not on the earth. The ave kome la'aretz, meaning the pasuk is saying there was a sulam that was placed to the earth. Al ken nireh pirush, says the Sfas Emes, sheinu nitzav bikvar, it's not that there was a letter standing. Rak achshav u'mutzav, Yaakov Avinu saw a letter being placed, being mutzav, being placed towards the earth, right? It's not placed on the earth, but towards the earth. He saw a letter coming down. The Aremes, why did he see the letter being put down, being placed down. Alan Hoga Sateva is telling you how nature works. Shakudish Bohu Mechadesh Bechol Yoyim Mayim Sevreishis. We know in the post we say in the Tefillah, a Mechadesh Betuv Bechol Yoyim Tovim Sevreishis. Shakudish Bohu is Mechadesh every day Mayim Sevreishis. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadesh, V'yoreh B'chol Yom Seder M'yud Chadanog V'Sateva. There is every day a new Seder of the Bria. The Bria appears to be repeating in a constant, says Chazal in the Tefillah, which is the truth in the Pasuk. Lo'ise Me'oires G'doylim Ki Lo'ilam Chazdo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes them on a steady basis, that every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia the Teva, and creates a new expression of the Teva. That's why the experiences of every day are very different, because the experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself in the Bria is new every day. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is towards the Teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming down, was reflecting, was projecting himself through the Teva. And that projects is like a sulam, is like a ladder. And he says why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ashpah that's coming down through nature is something which has a progressive steps, meaning something that comes and it seems to Dargin. There is a Kodesh Boko who hides himself, and that hiding of himself is a gradual process. It's not at once, there's a gradual process. Meaning that you see that you could ascend, you could rise through the steps, because every step is not something that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides it in a very uniform basis. No, he hides it himself in steps, that everybody has a koyach shadei asur yuchal yos dveikus ba'olam elyon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Teva, which is a letter that by your reflecting upon the Bria, you could go deeper and deeper, higher and higher. There is a form of transcendence, of ascension through the Teva, mishleva lisheva, from one step to the next, at kederech malas asulam. The kol mashibora kudush bochu lichvoidei bora. The Bria, it reflects kvoid shamayim. The Bria is a reflection of Torah. V'lachem mechadish bechol yoyim mayim sevreishis. Because that's why every day there is a new mayim sevreishis. Yenimtza koras kvoidei bechol yoyim. Because you could appreciate the kudush bochu every day differently. Kmo shekosav gdoili maaseh Hashem, the acts of Hashem are great because drushim l'chol chavtzeim, that it's made and tailored for every situation. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself through the Bria, and we get to know him through the Bria because the Bria is an expression of kvoid shamayim, and that is a step because you have to ascend, transcend to be able to appreciate that. That's the putza sulam. So sulam is the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes out. That's why sulam mutzav was placed towards the earth, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia through the earth, and that is a letter that the more you go into the Bria is an appreciation of Kvod Shamayim. Therefore, every day of the Bria, the Anhaga is different because you get to know a new angle, a new aspect on Kvod Hashem. Acher Milas Yaakov Avinu ben Israel Achro, but the mile of Yaakov Avinu and Klal Yisrael, Hemi Madrega Lemalem is the higher Madrega than the Sulam. We saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nitzalav, the Loshen Mutzav, right, is to place. That's the idea of revelation. There is one Mutzav, which is Sulam Mutzav Arta, was a Sulam that was placed, was revealed from above. And then there is an idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is floating above. Hashem Nitzav Alav Ayomer. We know what Chazal quoted, the Leshem quotes many times this Medrash, that Yaakov Avinu refused to go up the stairs on the ladder. Because Yaakov Avinu says, I do not want to appreciate and recognize and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria. I want something that's direct. I don't go through the Bria to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu not through the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki beyochon, in quotes, floating up. That's why Chazal Mesak in two brochas quoting Krishma. We have two brochas in the morning, Uba'erev, our mind separation, in Sinasoer, always there is one brach on the mind separations, which is Yoitzeror, Varchoyshech, Amari Varovim, and the second is on Torah, which is Kosomacher Kapamise. Why? Because the recognition to Avas Hashem has two steps. One is through the Teva, and that's mind separations, and that is Mari Varovim. That's the recognition right before Avas Hashem through the Bria, and that's what the Rambam says. There is two forms of Avas Hashem. One of them is through the Bria, and the other one is directly, not through intermediaries, but Kudosh Baruch Hu himself. That's why first you recognize Kudosh Baruch Hu through nature. That is the Bruch of Yitzhar Or and the Bruch of Ma'ir Varovi. The same way the Asara Mamores of creation of the world, which is a form of revelation, but is a lower form of revelation than Aseret HaDibros, Asara Mamores come before. First, you reach and you ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Sulam, which is the Teva. And then you go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, divorce from the Teva, from something which is called Torah. The Maral always explains, right? Teva is number seven. The Pasuk, when we go to Avas HaTorah, right? The Pasuk that we say in Tehillim, Torah Hashem Tmima Meshivas Nafesh, there are eight. We know that Kufites, right, which is the pasuk that we go, that the perek which relates to Torah Ashris, Nimiderach Oilch Metoras Hashem, right? The Aleph Beis is repeated eight times. It's Tamtmaniap, it's called the eight faces. And the eight is the Bina, which is Lemala Minatev. So what we go is, first we go through the seven, which is the nature, which is the Sulam, which is we ascend step by step. And then we go into the source of the Bria directly, which is the eighth, which is Torah. So there are two recognitions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and revelations. One is HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming towards us, investing himself through the Bria, which is called the Sulam. Sulam is those letters which are here, that through the Bria you can ascend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the process of the Sulam. And there is a higher form that you go directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond the Bria. That's why the Bria is seven, which is the six physical dimensions, and what we spoke, the seventh, which is the Nekuda, which puts the Bria together, Keneged Shabbos, and then you have the Shabbos Shabbos, and you have the eighth, which is Torah, which is directly. Two forms of Asoga. Yaakov Avinu says, Vina Hashem Nitzav Alav, he refused to stay in the Sulam. The Sulam, it's only a trampoline to get to the next level. Now you see clearly from the Sfasemis that this idea is what Ram Luchera means. There are two forms of Hashem. One of them is through the Bria. The Bria is a lower form of revelation that reaches you to Torah, reaches to revelation. But then there is a higher form of Hashem, which is the final result, the spiritual revelation, not beyond the Sulam, which is Torah. Both of them are the same. We always know that the revelation of the Bria is a form of Torah. Istakel b'raiso bora alma. He said the Torah comes, that revelation of Torah, that Gilu Shem Shamayim, is vested in the Bria also. But in the Bria, it's like having a filter. So you have to break the filter. You have to ascend through the Sulam. You don't go directly there. The more you understand science, the more you appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so interesting. There is a new book that came out, which is the resurrection or the reviving of the God's equation. It's a scientist. It's a fascinating book that we know that science in itself is very materialistic. You say that through the Bria, you could come out to the conclusion that the world came on its own. We know that the whole idea of evolution tells you that you don't need God. That hypothesis, like they always said, was unnecessary. And today's science is telling you, the deeper you go in science, which is the idea of the Big Bang, right? That singularity moment. Once you reach the singularity moment, comes out that the God's equation is not only possible, it's necessary, because you realize that that singularity moment is such an amazing moment that comes from nowhere. This perfect balance between time and space, the time and space merge together, that if you go deep enough in the Bria, you reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the Bria is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's in steps that you have to climb the steps to be able to get through him, because there's a filter. You could be stuck in the lower level and not appreciate. That's why the Gemara in Kiddushin says that you have to actually give kovod, you have to respect an older goy. Why? Because Kama Harpas Koyo Dola, even though he never learned Torah, but it's called the Zoken, Zekon Chochma, because by living in the world and appreciating, he's learning Torah. He doesn't realize he's learning Torah, but the world is an expression of Torah, like Torah. Torah, however, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not through filters. This is the two forms of connection and revelation. One is the Sulam, Mutzav Arza is towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he placed himself towards earth, or Nitzav Alav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is standing beyond the Sulam, that where is, once you go through the Sulam, you have the ability to bypass. Both of them are revelations. So the Rambam says, how do you start? You start with the Bria. So the Rambam, when he goes into...
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
He says, very clear, if you look at the Rambam, Ketzal HaDerech LaAvosoi. What is the path? The path of Ahavas Hashem is through the Bria. That's the path. But what is the goal of Ahavas Hashem? Where do you reach to Ahavas Hashem? That's what the Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs. Shenisvoin v'shetzivanu le'ovoi. Shebistaklus, when we understand the perception, this ames lechasoga, then when the asoga becomes real. So the real hasoga of Ahavas Hashem is what? It's Torah. Is the gilui of Torah. That's the ultimate Ahavas Hashem. The derech to reach to Torah is to the Bria. So the path is the Bria. Ahavas Hashem in itself is Torah. That's what this Fasem says here. He nish sulam mutzav arza. There is a sulam that was placed. Mutzav is meloshen yotzif pisgam. Emes, look at the loshen, so interesting, right? We say on the Birchos Krimishma, emes veyatziv. It is truth and it's standing. Veyatziv actually is an Aramaic word. It's sif pisgam beatut gam. In essence, it's an Aramaic word. And says the Magid Tzedek we mentioned before, the emes is keneged Shema Yisrael, the yatziv is keneged Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Leilam Voed, which means the Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus, which is the Chuda Tato, is, that's why it's in Aramaic, is yatziv, the Kodesh Baruch is standing, because that's the Sulam. It's a Kodesh Baruch through the Bria. That's something called the Ichud HaTachton, and the Ichud HaTachton leads you to the Ichud HaElyon, which is the eighth, which is Torah, which is the ultimate Ahavas Hashem. The Derech is through seven, but the ultimate goal is to reach the eight. In the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvah, in the Rambam is telling you the Derech, the path, go through the seventh. And that's what it says, the Yotziv, which is the standing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revelation, is through the Sulam and above the Sulam. Yaakov Avinu says, I don't want to be stuck in the Sulam. I want to go beyond the Sulam, which is to reach the ultimate Ahavas Hashem. And that's our Derech. Now, if you see that, Sfasem says in a different angle, in the next year, in Tafresh Mem Hei. And he goes on a different angle, but very similar. Isa me'anekes haShabbos nois nachla b'mitzorim. A person who has oinek Shabbos, if you reach to oinek Shabbos, you reach a nachla b'mitzorim. You get to a place without any boundaries. Nichsiv v'chalti icha nachlos Yaakov avicho, because it says in the pasuk, I'm going to give you. Asti now when he says on the Shabbos, the korosel haShabbos oinek. If you get Shabbos Oyne, v'chalti nachla tzoricha, you get the nachla of Yaakov, sibbo paras tevakev, Yaakov Avin is a nachla b'mesorim. So the Oynik Shabbos gets you, the nachla gets you the inheritance, gets you the portion of Yaakov, and the portion of Yaakov has no boundaries. And asks this Fasem, Zumashach v'sa Shabbos, what does Yaakov Avin have anything to do with v'sa Shabbos? V'yuvan apia chaloim. Says the Sfasem, as you could see from the dream of Yaakov Avinu, his aspirations, you couldn't understand who Yaakov was. Sulam Utsavar, Tzvid Hashem Nitzalav. There are two aspects. One is the Sulam that was placed down here, and Hashem that was floating above the Sulam. Veloniska Shuminyan Shatzok Lamar Sulam. And the big question is, what's the purpose of the letter? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zer, Yaakov Avinu wrote, Ma Noira Mokum Hazeh, Ma Noich Leodati, Ano HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Hashem Nitzav Alav is necessary. What's the purpose of the Sulam in this whole Mar of Yaakov Avinu? Everything explains, Yaakov Avinu says, I'm going to make it into a Beis HaMikdash because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. Everything's good. What's the purpose of the Sulam? And Chazal are very clear to say, Yaakov Avinu refused to go up on the Sulam. Gilu lanu chachamim zal, says Tzvasemes, this idea that Chazal are telling you that the Sulam was a something that Yaakov Avinu refused to be stuck to it. Chazal explained, Kiera Kodesh Baruch Hu Yaakov Shtei Madregas. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us there are two ways of reaching heaven or ascending. What's the Sulam? Is Yaakov Avinu now going away for Tchutz Laretz? So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you need to find a way how to tie, how to connect the physical world to its spiritual source. So there is one of them is through the world, through the physical world, giving Kedusha to your entire daily aspect. That's the Derech Eretz Shekod V'Torah. There is Derech Eretz, which is on Hogas Ha'olam. That's the Sulam. So that's the Derech Eretz, which L'Choyer is connected to the first Meiser. The first Meiser is a Choyva, to recognize a Kodesh Baruch in this world, that whatever you do, kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shomayim, that's a Chiyuv. That's why the first Meiser is for your own stuff. You don't have to give it out. But you have to bring Kedusha in what we do, is the transcendence through the Teva, to use nature as a stepping stone to rise above and to go through a process of ascension, of Aliyah. That's one. But then there is an idea of divorcing yourself from Teva, going beyond Teva, which is Torah. Torah is beyond Zman, it's going to the eighth, which is the idea of Mainz, the second Mainzer, which is giving it away for the Levim, taking out from our possessions, disconnecting it from us, transcending beyond the selves. That is the Derech Miuchel Ibn Israel, who Lemaila Mikoze is above all of this. And Hashem itself, that Hashem was floating above. Vezem Yuchel Ibn Israel Bifrat. This is the unique part of Yaakov Avinu, that we don't go through nature, we go and we transcend, we break away from nature. We refuse to be stuck on the Sulam. And that is the second Maisa, which is giving to the Levi, which is disconnected from Elam Hazeh. And that's talking not a Chiyuv, because not everybody's able to do it, but this is the mile of Klal Yisrael. Now, this was a Nisoyen. The fact that Yaakov Avinu, and that's the Chiddush of the Sasemis, the Sulam was given to, as a test, the test of Yaakov Avinu, of Midas Yaakov Avinu's Emes. I always say, what's Emes? Emes in Hebrew means truth, right? But what is truth? So truth, you always appear to say the truth is the opposite of Sheker, right? That's what it is. But truth is, L'choira, the ways that you bring proofs. We know the Karl Popper, right, goes on to explain the truth, right? Always comes with the truth is predicated upon any truth which is quote unquote scientific truth, has to be something which could be falsifiable, something that's open to be falsified. Like every theory in science, you give the theory on the assumption that it could be falsified. And the Chore says religion is not like that. What if you found the proof of religion and you debunk the proof, you're going to stop believing? Meaning, is it built on evidence? But the truth is, Emes by us is experiential. Emes, Mara always says, is the idea of consilience. I always mention to you, Aleph, the word Emes is Aleph, Mem, and Taf. Aleph is the first letter of the Alabase. Mem is the middle, Taf is the end. Is the connection, putting it all together. That's the Emes of Yaakov. So Yaakov Avinu was given the possibility of connecting the world of physical to the reality, creating the Emes, the consilience, through the Sulam. But the Sulam is not part of the game, was a Nisoyan, says him. This was a test, the test of Yaakov Avinu of Emes. Let's see the Emes of Yaakov. If the Emes of Yaakov is an Emes that connects through the process of the Sulam, the Emes is not real. The idea of the sola means that everything is consistent. Every step is progressive. There is no quantum leap. It's progressive. So it means that the world works here. If it works, you go better. And you go step by step. That you have to have an olam hazeh that is consistent with the story. It's just the olam hazeh doesn't have to be part of it. You want to go through the other madriga. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be here. So you don't want to make the whole world concealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as if every step is a step, like it's a book with many chapters. The first chapter connects to the second chapter, but the first chapter alone makes sense. Every step is a step. I don't want to be a step. I want to be a quantum leap. Hashem Imodi. That's the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Yemei HaMainz and Shabbos. Ki b'Yemei HaMainz, you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu al pi HaTeva. You recognize through Teva and everything makes sense and you go up step by step. V'asulam shiskashas madreig achar madreig, you have one madreig after the other. Aval Shabbos v'anhoga lemalam, and Shabbos is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond nature. Some of this does make sense. You go beyond, you extrapolate. It's not that you see a chapter and every chapter makes sense, you realize that every chapter is a revelation of the ultimate chapter. That is Shabbos. Ve'ud dveikus b'Hashem Yisborach is dveikus, not is a step process of getting closer, is the beetle towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the emes. The consilience is that it's not that the world is a path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The world is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'mishtem mishtakek le'madreig hazu. That madrega dikris me'aneg es ha-shabes. That's oineg. Oineg, we mentioned so many times we mentioned the Megalamukis. Megalamukis says the word oineg is ein, nun, and gimel. Ein is Eden, Nohar, and Gan. It's connecting the Eden to the Gan. It's the connection of unit. It becomes part of it. In other words, me'aneg es ha-shabes is not that you connect to the Shabbos. The Shabbos become part of us, becomes experiential. That the whole world, it's not that the world is a stepping stone to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Madrega is a Madrega of Shabbos. That's Madrega Bli Metzorim. Ubevade Pirush Boilam Hazat, the Oilam Hazet gets that. Ki Nachla Ein La Hefzeg, Ein Oilam Haba. Meaning, you do. Nachla is the concept which is inherently ours, which means there is no Hefzeg. That's Oilam Haba. Somebody asked me this question. It's very relevant this week. We know that the goal of Olam Haba is not to go to Olam Haba. It's to turn Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. Chazal always said that when brachas, the bracha that people give to each other is Olam Chotire Bechayecha. You should see your Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. And people say, but Olam Hazeh Lechoira, we know that there are so many tragedies, so many things. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning you're right, somebody who everything goes on for him is super successful. That is Olam Haba. But how can a person that knows that life has vicissitudes? There are steps forwards and steps back. How can you make this Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba? But the fourth is that not Olam Hazeh becomes Olam, it becomes like a stepping stone to Olam Haba. That's not what it is. The idea is that in Olam Hazeh, you transcend beyond Olam Hazeh to connect to a higher reality. That is the reality of connecting Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba here. It's not turning Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. That's not what it is. Olam Hazeh is never going to be Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, at best, is one step stone into that process, the Olam HaTeva. The Olam Chatire Bechayecha is that you should be able to transcend, to experience Olam Haba here, to disconnect from Olam Hazeh. That's a nachla bli mitzorim. That's Yaakov Avinu. That's me'aneg. That the world of the Eden and the world of the Gan are connected. The Eden is part of the Gan. It's not that there is Eden, that you go from Eden, from the Gan to the Eden. No, you don't go from the Garden of Eden to Eden. The Garden is part of Eden. It's connected. That connection, that beetle, is not that Olam Hazeh is a stepping stone and is connected to Olam Haba in a concealing way. No, it's that you experience Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. It's the total beetle of Olam Hazeh. That's Nachal Bitzor Kibatzinus Shish L'Chassidim Olam Gav Kichelik Olam Haba. We know Chassidim Ois Olam, who live in Olam Hazeh, they have a connection to Olam Haba. Our Olam Haba has no boundaries. ואבוידס, אולם הבא תור לי באבוידס על אולם הזה, כפי מה שזוהר באולם הזה, לכן אולם הבא, תראי לזה, אולם הזה, is only האחרון of אולם הבא, אולם הזה doesn't exist, הוא מבטל אולם הזה, תור את אולם הבא, או בניסו שמניחים כל אולם הזה, that you מבטל אולם הזה, to be connected אולם הבא, is a דבקו שאין לסויף. The idea נחלה במצורי בי is, that if you leave אולם הבא, if אולם הבא is a boundary, and Olam Hazeh is a step to the boundaries, the Sulam, right? There is a step that you go from a lower reality to a higher reality. That is a Olam Haba that has boundaries. Yaakov Avinu refused to go on the Sulam. That Sulam is not part of anything because it was a trial balloon. That was the Nisoyen. What Emes does Yaakov Avinu want? Does he want an Emes which is concealing from the Aleph to the Taf? But there is the Aleph and there is the Taf. And the Aleph has the first chapter of the book. Taf is the last one. You're putting all the chapters to a book, all consistent. That's a Nachla Imet, sorry. You're putting Olam Haba with a boundary. We believe that there's no Aleph and Taf. It's a shame Nitzav Aleph is O and Aleph. The reality of the truth is not that every step is consistent. There's only one step. The Beatle of Olam Hazeh saying, I want to go beyond. I want to transcend beyond. Being a shame Nitzav Aleph. You see, the Osvasev is going to this Givaldic. In Parshas Vayitzhi, he goes into a different dimension. And he goes in Tafrish Mem Tes in a different dimension. In Parshas Vayichin, Tafrish Mem Beis, he goes into the same idea. That there's a nischadjus every day of these two Asogas. The Asogas Asulam, the Asogas Beis Asulam. And there are the two Maestros. The first Maestro in Olam Hazeh, to connect Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba, that is a Chiyuv. And that is the obligation. But that you could use for yourself. You could do the daily mundane things and to connect to Kedusha. But for you to go beyond yourself, to be mevatel yourself, that's why it's called Meinser Oni and Meinser Levi, that they have no chelek of Olam Hazeh, that Olam Hazeh is O Olam Haba. That Meinser, the second recognition, that Meinser says that the Shita is a Rishus. But this is the goal. Yaakov Avinu is only called Emes because of the second. So that's why we saw the two Hasogas. The Hasogas Hasulam and the Hasoga beyond the Sulam, which is breaking it away, the Nachla B'Mitzorim, taking away the boundaries of Olam Haba. He realized the two Maises, Aser Asren Olach. The two Maises is always two Maises. But interestingly enough, in the Maiser of Ksofim, which is the you is Domim, is your life on a daily basis, not into the base of Mikdash and Eretz Israel. On that, the first mindset is a mindset that you do for yourself, taking yourself and bringing Kedusha into your life, which is a gradual process. But then you have to get out of Olam Hazeh into mindset Oni and mindset Sherishon, which is a Koyen, a Levi. You give to the Levi, you give to the Oni, but there's no Olam Hazeh. That Ichu, that transcendence that you bevatar Olam Hazeh, but Olam Kotire Bechayecha, that Olam Haba has no boundaries, irrespective of Olam Hazeh. That's the goal of Yaakov Avinu. That's the second mindset, is a Rishus, but that is what defines the Jewish experience. And if you look in your source sheets, I quote Sefer HaZichronis, Mitzvah Gimel, says the Sefer HaZichronis Lechoyre, those. This is Ma'aseh Berkova and Ma'aseh Breishis. Ma'aseh Breishis, the Chazal say, the Gemara, there's one form of mystical experience. It's called through Ma'aseh Breishis. The Rabbah calls metaphysics, that you get a Kodesh Baruch Hu through Olam Hazeh, which is a lower experience to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu through Ma'aseh Breishis and to create a path, a Sulam, a transcendent that you go deeper and deeper and deeper. Like I told you, you go to the first step of creation and evolution. There is no need for God. Deeper you go, you realize that there is a God's equation, that the singularity, it's a simon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a givaldic thing. That's a lower madriga. That's called Ma'aseh Breishis. But then there is Ma'aseh Berkova. Ma'aseh Berkova is the bitul hodov, is the meditation that ein oid melvado, called Ichuda Iloh. Ichuda Iloh, which is the emes, that Ichud Eloh is realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond the world, that the world doesn't exist. Hashem needs of Allah. There is no Sulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Nachla Bli Metzorim. That is the ultimate. That is the ultimate Madrigas, Ma'aseh Berkova. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Roichav Ma'aseh Breishis. The Ova is where the Berkova to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it didn't use the Olam Hazeh as a path towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Megalit, the Olam Hazeh is the Gil of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Olam Hazeh. This was proven by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, which is the Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the possibility of an Emes through the Sulam, And he says, I don't want that. I want Hashem Nitzavolov. I want to give not one Mindset, but two Mindsets. And that's Mechoira. If you look at Emes V'Yatziv, we have Emes V'Yatziv. Emes is Geneged Shema Yisrael Hashem Olekeinu Hashem Echot, which is ultimate, is bringing, it's going beyond to the Emes, which is Yehudai Law. The Ve'yatziv, which is Mutza Shulam Mutzav Arza, that's Ichuda Tato, that's through the Bria. But that's Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. When Yaakov Avinu said the idea that they said with the Ichuda, remember the children in Parshas Ve'echi, what they said is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad, they want. So Yaakov Avinu said Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. The Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed is really an expression of Shema. That's why we say lowy. We say in a lower voice because the ultimate idea is Shema Yisrael Shema Kir Shemechot. Rabbi Chonon quotes the Rambam, and I'm just going to Rabbi Chonon. Thank you very much, Rambam. Kol Shoyver Es Hashabes Umeanga the Kabbalah Schoro Yeser Ascharat Sofer Olam Haze becomes Olam Haba. Shenem Asked the Son of Gal Hashem. Mamish the Rambam in the Ilchoy Shabbos. Rabbi Chonon showing if you see in your chat. That's exactly the Olam Haba. That not that Olam Haze connects to Olam Haba, like chapters in a book, like a letter. Olam Haze is an experience of Olam Haba. It's transcendence, going beyond. It's turning V'yatzev, not from Shulam Mutzav Arza, into Hashem Nitzavolov. And I think that this is an amazing story of Yaakov Avinu. There are so many dargos emes. Emes is always consilience, it's always connecting everything. But the connection could be from a path that goes step by step, and every path is consilient. And then Olam Hazeh many times is not consilient. Olam Chotire Bechayecha is to realize that Olam Hazeh doesn't exist. It's O HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We go beyond. We turn Olam Haba Bli Metzorim. That Emes is that Olam Haba is everywhere. You transcend beyond the reality. You go from the world of seven to the world of eight. That's the Emes V'Yatziv. The ultimate is Emes, not V'Yatziv, which is Yehudei Law, which is the idea of Mindset Merkova, greater than Mindset Bereishis. And that's why, meaning everybody knows what's going on this week, the idea is the more Olam Hazedik a person makes himself, the more stuck on the Sulam he is, the more disconnected of Olam Hazeh, whatever it is, the more of Hashem Nitzavolov. Klal Yisrael wants the Emes of Yaakov Avinu, and the Emes of Yaakov Avinu is beyond the Olam Hazeh. Is Yaakov Avinu Loimes? Yaakov Avinu Loimes because Yaakov Avinu is the Bchinas Chai into Olam. He was in Olam Haba here. It's not the Pshat he has to go to Olam Haba. If you have to go to Olam Haba, it's a Sulam that you go step by step, but you reach the final step, which is Olam Haba. That one is a very low Yichud. That's the Sulam, and that's a Nisoyin, because that's not the real Emes. The real Emes is that the Olam Haba has no boundaries. It's not the here and there. It's all Olam Haba. You transcend into that reality, to the reality of eight. And that's our avoida. Avas Hashem aderech to avanoges Hashem. And by the way, just to show you, the Pachad Yisrael, Rav Utner says in his own language the same way. Now, let me just go here. The last one is better. Kishadvor balabiklotim, Mivakidivir Aram medarka shibitzat avashem, divir sifrib darka shibitzat oiski bishnem yukubi zifroi balkavidas Hashem. You realize that the Sifrei and in Avas Hashem and the Rambam in the Sodei Torah talking about two processes. Kishelosa sharei b'maderek lapirosa. When the Rambam asks, what's the derech? In pirush lakach ma yaderech hashel yoda. Meaning, what's the path to get to a seichel libidas avolev? How do you get this, the seichel to be able to conquer the lev? Ubaze tshuva kizbor des demar ab masecha yaklir kachim. No, the path to get the brain to connect to the heart and to take power over the heart is to the Bria. You look at the Bria and says, okay, I cannot be stuck with the Bria. The Bria is too big. In other words, if you go through the Bria, you get to the singularity point. You realize that you cannot be stuck in the Bria. You have to go beyond. That's the first one. And that's the Kli. Now the question is how much, what side, what is the perspective of Hashem? How do you now you found that you have to connect to Hashem. But what is the timing? What is the connection? Not the path to the connection. What is the connection? B'nefesh ha'sechel yisanik b'sinu to create the pleasure and the transcendence that Olam Hazeh has no value. على زي بعض شو بس زرعت الديش بيصير ساعات ساعات ولا ما شو تيرا that's when you learn تيرا شنمر في فوري ميل على فوق في قيمة so in other words one is to be able the heart to be able to be مشتبه to realize that you need something beyond but the experience of the beyond which is Avas Hashem in other words the path to Avas Hashem is the bria the experience of Avas Hashem is the oineg which is the connection which is indeed Torah. So everybody should have a great Shabbos. You should experience the Shabbos as a nachla bli mitzorim. That's the oinig Shabbos.
What's the name of that new book?
Huh? The new guy. It's called God's Equation. It's a fantastic book. He's a scientist. It just came out. It just came out. I'll tell you the name of the book. One second, let me get you the name of the book in 1 second. Then I'll give you the author. Give me 1 second. But so what he says is that the Bria, you're right. If you go with a very, very shallow point, you could be that there's no God. There's no intelligence design. Once you go to the singularity, you realize that you have to because it's the beginning. And that beginning is fantastic, called the singularity moment, right? When time and space become merged together in that black hole. And the question is, what made that black hole, right? It's an amazing thing. From the black hole, you could get everything. But the black hole has a beginning. It's predicated on the beginning. Let me tell you the name of the guy. Just came out. Somebody sent to me, and I appreciate that. The name of the book is "The Return of the God Hypothesis." Okay, by Stephen Meyer. Three scientific discoveries that reveal the mind behind the universe. This is the top of the sulam. But again, it's Olam Hazeh that you go through the process. But the idea is to disconnect it to Olam Hazeh, to go into a transcendent moment. The transcendent moment is Hashem Nitzavah love. That Hashem Nitzavah love is beyond that. It's the Nachla B'Mitzorim. But he says that you go, that's why you go to the singularity moment, right? The connection. And you have to extrapolate beyond Hashem Nitzavah love. If you look at the book is fantastic. I haven't finished yet. I'll tell you the truth, I'm still in the middle of it. When he goes into the singularity, into Hawking singularity. Right, he is a professor, and his PhD was on this idea on the conflict between the cultural conflict in religion and science. And he says that in the end, if you go deeper in science, there's no conflict because science acknowledges it. That's why there's so many scientists today that they say, you know, something in the world of intelligent design, you're right, evolution explains everything without intelligent design up to you going to the singularity moment. Once you go into singularity and you realize that there's no, it's impossible. The singularity moment tells you that's the beginning of everything, right? That everything is basically bunched together. So, and it is built because in the way of the wavelength, it's a beginning, right? Meaning there was a beginning. So the question is, what's beyond? You have to go into this leap faith beyond, right? There's no evolutionary process because the beginning of the evolutionary process is something called the singularity. It's called the Big Bang. So, and the Big Bang is precluded on the beginning of time. So the question is, there is a before, right? Even though there's no time, there's a before. That before is a quantum leap, right? That Hashem needs all of that. Because if you read this, it's exactly what he's saying. It's called the Return of the God Hypothesis. Oh. Okay, just it's very interesting. I thought that looking at this Fasemis is so real to this. And I can back where I saw from Shemitah, that's the idea also. The whole idea of Shemitah is that you go and in the end you create a system and then to allow you to go to the beyond, to the Nachla Bli Metzorim, turning Olam Haba into Bli Metzorim. As long as there is a boundary to Olam Haba, that Olam Haba leads into Olam Haba, the Olam Haba is tomorrow, that Olam Haba has boundaries. Our avoid is to have Olam Haba without any boundaries, right? That Olam Haba overflows to here. That's it. Olam Chatira
B'Chayecha. Rivari. Yes. It's not exactly what you were saying, but I don't know if you're familiar with her. Aviva Gottlieb Zornberg has these wonderful books on the Parsha. I don't know if you've ever.
No, I didn't. Now, give me the beginning of desire. No, Aviva Gottlieb Zornberg. No. Reflect on that. No, I never saw it. I'm going to get it.
Okay? Yeah. She lives in Eretz Yisrael. She teaches in some seminaries. Anyway, she has these wonderful essays on the Parsha, and she has a mahalach in the beginning of this week's Parsha where she talks about how Yaakov, he has to, Hashem wants him to go to sleep, Yaakov, the 14 years as Shem Ve'Aver, he doesn't sleep at all because he wants to be in control. And he always wants, you know, that wanting of being awake is that feeling of like, I need to be in control.
I love it.
Master of my own destiny. And so Hashem tells him, no, you need to come here. You need to sleep. And through the sleep, you're giving up some of the control. And so Hashem can take you beyond, to take you to the dream, to where that's where.
I love it. This is exactly the same. I'm telling you, I love it. The beginning of the, I just got it. Excellent. This is exactly it. I love it. That's why by the dream he sees the Sulam, and his avoidance, says the Sfasem, is to deny going up on the Sulam.
Right. It's to go beyond the control, beyond what, you know, and that's when you're able to reach, you know.
I love it. I love it. I love it. That's why in Chazal, this is the idea of this, this Gevaldik. And that's why, in other words, by the fact that he has to be asleep, this is the connection to Kodesh Boko. You realize that the beetle in Torah is the same. You know something. It's the same idea of rational Judaism versus transcendent Judaism. As long as it's rational, you are the one who's making the judgment. You are awake. It's a very awake, it's a very rational Judaism. The reality of Emes is not rational. It's actually sometimes turning off your rationality and going beyond that, going through a sleep, through this almost trance to go, I love this. This is Amish Givaldic. And that's why he says the Sulam makes no sense in the dream. The Sulam is actually the Nisoyan. If you would have got up in the Sulam, he's taking the world in control. That's not Emes of Yaakov Avinu. And that's why he says, I told you, the idea is that in life, if you go through the steps, you go to above the step and you realize there's something, you have to do a leap jump. You have to let it go. You just have to let it go. I love it. I just bought the book while we were talking about Amazon. Thank you very much. I didn't even know.
And you know what? The idea of Meiser is that, you know, you think, B'chanunin of Zeis, how can I be making money if I'm giving money away? It doesn't make any, you know, it doesn't make any sense.
But that's why, when take a look at what the Sfasem said, not the Sfasem, I told you, the Rav Meili, the first mindset is mindset Shani. It's your life. You're just making Kedusha into your life, but you continue living. You go and you eat, you go to Yerushalayim. I just came back from Yerushalayim. What could be better than mindset Shani? It's like a trip, tax deductible. Right, obviously, mindset Shani, you go to Eretz Yisrael and it's tax deductible. Anyway, because the local says, I'm giving you 10% for you to spend in Yerushalayim. What's Givaldic? It's like when you go to a trip, right? Somebody gives you a credit card. They say, listen, I'm giving you a voucher to spend on Disney World. Kodesh Baruch Hu says here. So you live our lives and you go, that's Meiser Sheni. But the one which you have to reach out is the Meiser Oni, the Meiser Halevi, that you give it away from Elam Havet. That's Givaldic. That's it. That's a sacrificer. That's why Meiser Sheni Kikama. Right? Aser Asrenulach says it's separate mindset. That's the second one. And that's a higher Madrega. And that's on a reshus, right? You can't force people to do that. Most people are stuck in the Elam Hazeh. They're trying to climb the ladder. To throw the ladder out, that's Bitochin. That's why I say that's the difference between Emunah and Bitochin. Emunah is going up through the steps. Bitochin is when you're ready to throw the ladder away and to float. Right? Bitochin is when you do things which are completely irrational. Yeah. As long as you rely on rationality, you're going up the steps. You're going up. Clearly, you're going up. But it's Nachla im Metzorim. Nachla bli Metzorim is that. I think it's fantastic, this idea. And this is it. This is the idea of the Sfasemes of bringing Yichud Eloh and Yichud HaTatoh into Avodas Odom. That's what Chassidus is, right? Bringing Avodas Odom. Yes, three.
I feel like appropriate for this share is the apasa gal einai vabita neflois mitaris alcha. Which would you say that pasuk fits more with? Which does it go with the Tyra or does it go from Briyas Ha'olam? Where does that pasuk?
I tell you something. I say that pasuk every day, and my word is exactly both. when I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so, and I'll tell you in a second why, I ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that through Olam Hazeh, I should see the Olam Hazeh doesn't exist. That's Gilui. That's Gal. It Gal is the Gimel, right? Gimel is the three to connect the two. The two dimensions. One of the dimensions is the Sulam, the other dimension of Sulam. It appears to me that you have to choose what path to go, right? The Gal tells you that the two paths are connected. It's to live in Olam Hazeh and realize that Olam Hazeh is not here.
So the Gal Einai could be referring to seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria and through Torah at the same time?
Yes, the Bria becomes an expression of Torah. That's it. Mm-hmm. So it's me. I always say that. I tell you, I daven every day that pasuk. And my idea is that the Bria should be a revelation of Torah. So in other words, not that there is a revelation through Bria and revelation through Torah. The Torah, the Olam Hazeh is Olam Chotire Bechayecho. You should see Olam Haba here, that Olam Hazeh becomes this, not as a step towards Olam Haba, it becomes an expression of Olam Haba. You don't have to leave Olam Hazeh, you realize that. Let me tell you, Lehavdil, okay? But Lehavdil. There is the Arhat. The Arhat is Lehavdil, right? In the Buddhism, is the one that goes into this asceticism, that he leaves Olam Hazeh into Olam Haba. Right? That's called the Arhat. Then it goes into Precious, Derech HaPrishus. But then there is the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva is the one that disconnects from Olam Hazeh. The Olam Hazeh is not a filter to Olam Haba. You don't have to have, right? You don't have to disconnect from Olam Hazeh to get the Nachal B'Mitzorim. It's a true Nachal B'Mitzorim. Gal is the Loshen Gilui, right? Which is Meloshen Gimel and Lamed. Is Gimel is the Ichud, right? That's the Gilui. Avrom Yogel. Yogel is the Avrom, the mid of Avrom in Chesed, which is without boundaries. The without boundaries is telling you that Olam Haba, you don't have to float into Olam Haba, disconnect to this reality. This reality becomes an expression. It's when Yehuda Eloh and Yehuda Tato becomes together, which is Baruch Shem. Here we have a steer, right? Baruch Shem Kvoid is Yotziv. Shema Yisro Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod is Emes. Emes ve'yotziv, the vov that connects the two together, is when Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchuso Le'olam Voed and Ve'ahavt and Shema Yisrael become together, which is Lotzid Lovoi. The Baruch Shem Kvoid to get a vov, right? The vov which is the chibur between the two, right? Which is connect. Emes is not Emes and Yotziv. Emes ve'yotziv. That's why all the vovs. That's what he says, right? The Magid Tzedek. That's why the 15 it has vovs, because it's connecting them into one, connecting them into one. That's Gal in the Bebit Plus Rasecha. That's why the flow is Mito Rasecha. Yeah.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Based off the Sfas Emes, that the greater one is Tyra through Tyra, so that you can maybe most people understand the Pasuk Gal Einai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show me the Neflois of the Tyra. But maybe the Mem is there. That would make sense if it says Shelter Stacha. The Mem is there. I want to see the Neflois of the Bar Olam through the Tyra. But the more Tyra,
absolutely. I love that. Givaldic, it's really excellent. Through the lens of Tyra, you see Olam Hazeh.
You'll see the Bar Olam.
That MZ, I love that. I love it. I'm going to use the mi Torah Secha, not be Torah Secha.
Or a grammarly correct should have been Shel Torah Secha, of your Torah.
Yes. I love it. Through Torah. I love it. Excellent. Excellent, people. Excellent. And thank you very much again for receiving it. I have now this book that's Givaldic. And that's the idea of standing up. And I love this idea, Haviva's idea. That's excellent. The rational world of being awake in control and just Mevatel, but you saw the world. So that's why it's a haloim, right? It's a dream, because through the dream you see the niflois b'torasecha. If you have a dream in a trance, you see through Torah Olam Hazeh differently.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.